This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That was Will Fleming. Very excited. Almost like too excited.
What would happen if Will Fleming was your waiter? Excuse me, sir, do you have any special lefts, or have they sold out?
Go! The Red Sox are ahead by...
I'd be mad. I really wanted the special. I don't even know what it is, but it's special. One day only. Time now here on WEEI Afternoons for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. They give a poop about your pipes. Rafi Devers doesn't give a poop about being a good teammate and playing first base, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Rafi Devers still leads the American League with 31 walks. So that's good, right? That's absolutely good. He's walking. Dan, you want to do the other one to balance it out?
Is it still true?
I don't know. The strikeouts. But that's not... No, you know what is... So he leads the league in walks. He's getting hot. I think he's fourth in doubles, fourth in... Like, he's putting up representative numbers of a high-level bat in a lineup. But you know what's circling the drains? The Red Sox season, their clubhouse, all thanks to Rafi Devers. I truly believe that. I truly believe that they are sort of spiraling around, and it's like, does somebody put a stopper in before they go down the drain and join those beautiful pipes that may or may not be clogged? Yes, Dan Ball.
Guys, I am happy to report.
Yep.
Rafael Devers is down to fourth in the American League in strikeouts, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Who's this? I just did the same thing you did. You're the professor and president of the stats and research department. Who's this Miguel Toglia who leads the majors in strikeouts?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Colorado Rockies first baseman. Mm. They just fired their manager. God bless the guy who just took over.
Andy, when are we going to have an intervention or like a conversation about what the Colorado Rockies are doing this year? They literally put out over the weekend on social media an advertisement asking people to come down to the ballpark and try out for the team.
No, their best post of the weekend was the tying our segments together here. They utilized the Jordan Hudson meme. We're not talking about this in regards to their 21-0 loss to the Padres. That was the tweet of the year. That was
it to the White Sox that they lost 21-0?
They lost 21-0. I thought it was the Padres. They lost to the White Sox 21-0? Oh, no, it was Padres. I don't know why I ever trust Fitzy. This is why I have trust issues. Yes, Dan.
Speaking of trusting information, a Red Sox has jumped Rafael Devers. This is its own conversation, but second in the American League with 51 strikeouts, Trevor Story.
Yeah, that's not great.
Nope.
The good start, the goodwill. He's healthy. That's the one thing you can say. We're approaching Memorial Day, a date which arbitrarily some people were like, he'll be on the IL by Memorial Day. We're approaching Memorial Day, and he's still healthy. Not exactly hitting great. Doesn't seem to be seeing the ball very well. He's kind of all out of whack, the at-bats that I watch.
Yeah, the swings are uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Very much so.
He's in a weird place, which is weird because He's playing shortstop, so he can't blame it on, they told me I didn't have to play short anymore, they moved me, or they want to move me. Nope, he's settled in. Unless, Fitzy, it is possible. Is he looking over his shoulder a little bit? Does he smell Marcelo Meyer coming, and he's like putting some weird pressure on himself?
The easiest thing to do is then, at that point, John Henry doesn't even need to get on an airplane. Just have Brez, Cora, and company meet, like we had suggested in our last interview. Trevor Story goes over, plays first base. Now, granted, you can get very hurt playing first base.
It's so dangerous.
It's such a super dangerous.
There's like snipers. There's like meat grinders. There's knives. There's all these things.
Trick boxes from the Saw movies.
It's like a video game. You got to do like up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. It's the craziest thing.
Just to get 30 guys in Contra?
How did you know that Mortal Kombat code?
Wow. No, that's the Contra code.
Oh, was it?
You mean how did I know? I was hip too once, like Yim Yum whatever Pablo Torre.
I don't know. It's kind of hard when you're sending.
Yim Yum Pablo.
What was it? He didn't yum his
yuck
yims.
Your yum.
Yuck my yum.
What does it mean?
Don't like, say that something I think is tastes good is gross. Don't yuck my yum.
Oh, it's much less dirty when you say it that way.
Yeah, yeah, don't break my stride.
Yeah, that's why he
don't,
said it in an interview.
Yeah, Andy. It's like preschool level.
Yes.
It's what I said to you earlier. It's
my yum, and I like my snack pack.
It's the new version of don't rain on my parade.
Okay, I like it much better. I might start using it. Yuck
I
my
like
yum.
It.
Just because I like fullbacks, don't yuck my yum, Fitzy. Okay, now I got it down.
And that was perfectly used.
There's right no there. Pause necessary. I thought it was pause worthy.
No.
It's a totally different
thing.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Rick in Portsmouth, what are your thoughts on this current Red Sox situation, Rick?
Taking my call, Andy and Fitzy. This is pathetic. I think, you know, if Cora tells a player to go out there and sing the national anthem, that player should do it. And, you know, Scheim had it right. Devers is a big baby here. But also, you know, like Breslow and Cora, they're bigger babies because they can't hold their own players accountable. So John Henry has to fly halfway across the country and meet with them. That's just really pathetic.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick. That's something I want to get to. So Alex Cora, I think we all think is tiptoeing, is not necessarily willing to put it all on the table, force Devers to go, any of that. Is he doing that because he's afraid of Devers, or is he properly concerned that he'll lose him? Like, he's dealt with this guy for a long time, and he knows he could lose him. Yes, Dan Ball.
Personal opinion before you guys go. I think Cora knows Devers better than anybody in baseball, and I think
agreed.
He knows he has a better feel for what the result of this is going to be if he makes that move and is trying
right.
to avoid that.
Like, it's,
yeah, because he's also the guy that called the code red and ordered the signing of Bregman, so he's got to know what he already had emotionally and physically in Bregman and what this was going to do to him. So he had that blank storm to sort of smooth over all offseason long. And then just when that gets smoothed over, guess what? Casas goes and trips over the first baseman, tears his patellar tendon. Now he's going to have to deal with it. I think at this point, Cora has legitimately kind of passed the buck. Like, hey, guys, I already had to deal with him getting upset about Bregman. You fix this one.
Ironic. And just a quick moment to congratulate this week's American League Player of the Week, Rafael Devers.
Jesus. What stiz? You throwing your hand in the air like that means something. No, put a word to it. Turn your mic on and put a word to it. What
he
does that mean?
He had a good weekend. I'm just saying he had a good weekend.
No, he didn't. He had a terrible weekend. It proves he had a terrible weekend, even though he's hitting.
On the field.
Yes, on the field. But not even on the field. In the batter's box for himself.
7 for 12.
Okay, that's great. Did he help the Red Sox good. As much as he could have?
No. No. Actually, that was your prime play the drop stiz.
You gone
no.
silent now?
No.
Dan done feeding you stats back there?
Oh, was it that obvious?
Yes, it's that obvious. There's no way Stiz knew his exact.
Stiz knew 7 for 12?
Yeah, no chance. But just because he's hitting, it's and I think a lot of people are going to, or a good portion.
That a minute ago.
Will say, oh, he's hitting, so that proves his side of the argument right. No, it doesn't. Why do we assume he can't hit when he plays first base? Why do we assume he can't be the player of the week when he plays first base? Like, that is
so
flawed. It's
going to take a lot of extra energy.
Is it? I think it takes less energy to play first than it did to play third. I think
I'd rather be in. Wouldn't you rather be engaged in the game as opposed to just hanging out?
I don't know what he wants, because he wanted to play defense, right? He wanted to play third. He would not go deep. I'm a third baseman. Now he doesn't want to play in the field when they're giving him an opportunity to play in the field at an easier position, which is a traditional position for third basemen to switch to over the courses of their careers. So I don't know what he wants. I think he's a diva. I said it last week. I think he's Mariah Carey. He is 100% Mariah Carey. He is just a pure diva who thinks the world is screwing him, and it's like it's always about him. How about the baseball team that lost a player? How about just the fact that you watched a teammate have a horrific injury on the field, and that doesn't
well,
shake
they
you?
Well, that's where they watched from the dugout, but they didn't run out to his side.
But you know what I mean? You saw a teammate have a horrific injury, and that didn't alter your perspective on anything. Like, yeah, no, I think the team needs me, or I can help the team pick up the team. Like, I don't understand.
If anything, it probably may have told Devers, like, be extra careful. Try to do less. Don't get hurt like that.
Okay, so don't run out the bases after you get a hit, because that's how he got hurt. So just stay. I saw him steal a base the other day. Don't do that. Don't steal a base. You could do
Rafael Devers stole a base.
He got a ridiculous jump, like a walking, jogging, trotting halfway to second before the pitch was even thrown kind of jump. So, yes, he stole a base. But 617-779-7937, we see your phone calls reacting to the Red Sox. Breslow, Cora, Devers. Should we do a quick tier? I know Tier Tuesday is a Rich Keefe and Adam Jones thing, but quick power rankings tiering of who looks the worst in this whole Devers, Breslow, Cora situation. I know who looks the best. My guy, John Henry. More Devers talk next here on WE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
EI Afternoons. WEEI Afternoons headed toward the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Reminder, stick around. Megan Ottolini will be joining us in studio. Mego Monday. Since we retired Mayo Monday, we can use Mego Monday. We'll just cross it. That never happened. Now we got Mego.
Nobody misses Mayo Monday.
No, I don't think anybody really misses Mayo Monday. Mm-mm. Except maybe Chris Curtis. He got to beat up on Mayo a little bit there and bully him.
I feel like we had a decent amount of fun with it, just tracking what he lied about from Sunday to Monday.
And backtracked on and walk it back. Is that how we used to phrase it?
Yes.
Walk that
didn't
back?
Didn't he exhaust himself, you think, just saying everything he said, then walking it back on Monday, and then having to answer for it later with ownership, and then facing questions about it? Like, I wonder if he's got to be sleeping better at night.
I can't think of another person that I want to hear from, like, in Boston sports than Gerard Mayo. Like,
really?
That's
a good question.
God, I would love to get his side
honestly,
of the story.
You got to get, like, the honesty, honestly, you know, truth serum style. Sit down, have dinner, and you guys just have drinks, and he tells you everything that went on. That would be a good one. Because there are rumblings, reports out there. He wants no part of coaching. Like, he's, you know, probably going back into the business world or whatever. It was a tough year.
That experience would sour you, Andy.
Well, it would, and we're not going to get off on this tangent. We can save this. Dan Ball put a pin in this for a further discussion. If you were truly passionate about the job, I don't think it would sour you. If you were truly passionate, if you believed, like he said, that he was a stoic leader of men and this is why he was put on the planet and all of those things, it might sour you for a few months or an off season or go away, but then you'd come back to it because you believe that's your calling.
Which is why Bill is at UNC.
Nope. It's not always about Bill. Bill's at UNC for the same reason Mike Vrabel's here. They stopped winning games at their previous spot, so they had to find a new job. And yes, they do love the game and attention and adulation.
Laughing at all the NFL people.
And when it comes to Bill, young women.
And putting on pads and getting shoved around the field like Vrabel, who was out there getting slapped around by Will Campbell this weekend.
Oh, yep. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls. Tony in Bridgewater, what are your thoughts on this whole Devers situation, Tony?
Andy, let me tell you something. I've been in business my whole life.
Uh-oh.
And what John Henry just did was empower Devers. What do you think that John Henry thinks of Breslow right now? When you're in business, you hire people to take care of your issues.
Mm.
Okay? Breslow couldn't handle it. This guy got a fly in an airplane and stroked Devers. He should have made one phone call to Devers and said, listen to your boss. Because that's the way it works in business. That's the way it works in life.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony.
So he enabled his bad behavior or his immaturity further, his that petulance that is bothering you so much, by going out there like, all I have to do is say I don't want to do this, and then the big check-writing money man flies all the way out to cave into my whims or have a little chat about me? Ooh, that's interesting. There's a little veracity to that perspective.
Well, how do we know that John Henry was caressing or caving in, or what if he was doing the opposite? I don't know the world of baseball.
What's he going to do against the Major League Baseball Players Union and these ironclad contracts that have no wiggle room?
I find it hard to believe. Dan Ball found the language the other day. If you refuse to take orders or direction or whatever the exact language was.
Trial by fire.
And maybe just John Henry is crazy like a white-haired fox and goes out there and says, I'm laying the foundation here for a case. Now the owner has gone on the road and told him, you do this. It's well publicized.
That is a paper trail,
right?
The beginning of one.
You're starting to build a case for. I've seen this in the NFL. Teams do things in a certain order of operations because at point A, they may be 2 months away, but they're looking at, this is going down the road of a grievance. We need to start to lay the foundations of what our case is going to be when we have to see the arbiter or whatever in a grievance. So maybe, I'm not saying that's definitively what it is, but maybe that's what he did. I don't know that he necessarily went there to make Rafi Devers feel good or undercut Breslow. It may be bringing in the big guns so that down the road you showed we were serious. We communicated quite clearly at the highest levels of our organization. The owner came in and said what he had to do. So now we're not going to pay him. It's a dream. I don't think you beat the MLBPA, honestly. Mm-mm. But, you know, a guy can dream.
Damn shame, because it's just because that's part of what's helped kill the game over the last 30 years.
There's probably some truth to that. Yes, I would agree. There's probably some truth to that. But when you enable players like this, it's not good for anyone. It's not good for the player, really, because I am a believer everybody has to have a boss, whether it's your wife, your real boss, your mother, your parents. Like, you need some sort of a fear factor in your life that kind of keeps you on the straight and narrow. Like, even if it's that, like, the two sitting on your shoulder. You need the good cop and the bad cop.
Something that promotes accountability.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't think Rafi Devers has any accountability for a man who should be mature enough in the world of both the world and baseball to have that accountability. I don't think he has it. And now it's late, I think, to try to do that. He's like that child that's already like 14 and you're like, now we're going to start parenting? You haven't done crap for the last 10 years, but now you're going to start holding him accountable? That's what Rafi Devers feels like. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jerome in Scituate. What are your thoughts on the Red Sox Rafi Devers situation, hey, Jerome?
Well, listen, I'll tell you. Tony from Bridgewater, he knows his baseball, but I want him to stick to baseball. if John Henry doesn't take this ride out, so the situation is like a forest fire. You just let it burn. I mean, I wish Johnny Pesky was here to tell him. You wouldn't remember, but your call screener did. George Strott came up, was a pretty good third baseman. And I think Devers is pretty good. Okay? Devers could end up winning multiple gold gloves at first base. I mean, I don't...
All right, thanks for the call, Jerome. Not going to lie to you. The multiple gold gloves at first base was a red flag. So was you getting close and far from the phone midway through your conversation I was having.
It sounded like he was
hearing
you having a hard time.
When you were close or far. So please try to stay next to the microphone next time. But I actually agree with Jerome on one thing. Like, aren't in all levels of business, like, there's bosses and levels of management, right? We all have a direct boss, then a middle manager, a big boss, and, like, sometimes different levels of power get called into play. Mm-hmm. Usually depends on how bad a thing you did or how much trouble you're in.
Well, that's right? three tiers of accountability that he's supposed to answer to with your manager, not to mention any other positional coaches or assistants that he has. That's a manager, that's a general manager, and that's the ultimate owner manager that he's got to answer to. I don't know what it's going to take to get them all on the same page. Again, I just think it goes back down to, what was the message that John Henry was conveying, and do we believe that leads to Devers actually taking some ground balls and putting on a first baseman's mitt?
Yes.
I think the answer is yes, and if he said, no, I'm not doing it, then the rumors that you said were aggregated earlier from Ken Rosenthal are going to start swirling up a hell of a lot more real quick.
Can't wait for them to get 30 cents on the dollar in return for Rafi Devers, because I can't imagine how excited other teams would be to add a top 20 contract for a guy who bitches every time you ask him to do anything and struck out 16 of 19 at-bats to start the season. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Mark in Agawam has a thought on Devers. Mark.
Yeah, just let him play the game. I mean, you're making a big to-do about nothing. I mean, he's the hardest player in baseball right now. Just let him do his job and go out and play him.
Yeah, his
Who
job's
cares
first,
if he
base.
Plays first base. Or not?
His job's first base. They want him to play first base, so that's his job. He's not doing his job. Half of his job is hitting, the other part is playing first base.
But he's producing now, so that's what matters.
Oh, so he can do whatever he wants? He can just ignore his bosses? That's a terrible call, Mark. Appreciate the call, though. Call back anytime. Enjoy the passion and counter thought. But this idea that he's doing his job right now, no, he's not. They've asked him to play first base. They've asked him to start getting ready to play first base. He's not doing it. So he's literally not doing the job they've asked him to do. You know who does a great job around here? Megan Ottolini. Celtics, she has a passion for basketball. She's better than pure hoops with Terp. We got to come up with a little nickname for what she brings to the table here. But Mego Mondays,
jeez,
talking basketball.
What Terp catching strays for no good reason.
Purer hoops here on WEEI Afternoons with Mego. That's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.